You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Earlier this spring, a house exploded in Colorado, killing two people. The explosion was caused by gas leaking out of an underground pipeline that had been accidentally cut. The April incident has rocked Colorado's oil and gas industry and renewed a bitter debate about drilling in urban areas. From Colorado Public Radio, Ben Marcus reports.
This is what authorities say happened. For 3 months, natural gas from an old but still active well ran through an uncapped pipeline. It seeped through the soil and into the basement of a home in the city of Firestone, 30 miles north of Denver. When the gas finally ignited, the home was leveled, and two men inside were killed. A couple of years earlier, the city of Firestone filmed this promotional video. The former mayor talks up the innovative schools and low tax rates.
And we have abundant land and infrastructure ready for development. When you consider all of these things, it's no wonder that the U.S. Census Bureau found that Firestone was the fastest growing community in Colorado over the past decade.
One important thing that isn't mentioned, the landscape is filled with oil and gas wells, many connected through a web of underground pipelines. Sam Mamet is with the Colorado Municipal League, which lobbies on behalf of cities. He says cities have to grow as the state's population balloons, and Colorado's 54,000 active oil and gas wells aren't going anywhere.
Well, that's just the sobering reality of the situation, and no one can really change that ostensibly unless they just want to impose growth moratoria in these communities, and that is not likely to occur.
And many Colorado cities like Firestone are maximizing their precious land. The home that was destroyed was just half a football field away from a 30-year-old well. Anadarko Petroleum, the owner of the well, says it's cooperating with federal and local investigators, and the company's being sued by nearby homeowners for loss of value to their homes. Matt Lepore is Colorado's top oil and gas regulator. He argues that he can't restrict where homes are built. And when the state limited fracking to 500 feet from homes, he got an urgent call from an official at a fast-growing city.
He wanted my absolute reassurance that if we had a 500-foot setback, he could still approve residential building within 200 feet of the well. And I said, yes, sir, that is the way the law works.
Besides, he says the proximity to the well was not necessarily the problem in the Firestone explosion. It was the proximity to what was believed to be an abandoned flow line. These lines are supposed to end at tanks which collect the gas and can stretch far from producing wells.
If the line ends 6 feet from the basement foundation and gas flows through it, you're going to have a problem.
So, to some, restricting where homes can be built next to wells makes no sense. Gregory Miedema runs the Northern Colorado Home Builders Association. He says builders need to be able to put houses on as much land as they can to make the numbers work. Otherwise,
increased setbacks, reduced density, higher home costs because they're not making any more land.
He says people are moving to these fast-growing outer suburbs to escape Denver's high housing costs. A three-bedroom home in Firestone will run you about $350,000. In Denver, it can be double that. Matt Sura, an environmental attorney, says his focus has always been on restricting where new wells are put because those are the bigger, noisier, more intense operations. When it comes to the state's legacy of existing wells,
unfortunately, the die is cast. We've got so many oil and gas wells that are sprinkled throughout these communities that we're going to have to figure out a way to coexist.
By creating, he says, tougher regulations and adding more inspections to ensure safety. In Denver, I'm Ben Marcus for Marketplace.